Good morning, Sriracha.
Good morning.
26 days here in beautiful New York City in flesh, in Jamaica, Queens. You've never been in a race this long. This is twice as long as anything. Well, no. It's 5 days more longer than you've been in a race before, right?
18 days, 17 days, and something, 21 hours was the longest. So 18 days almost.
But you're going to be here for 52 now, and you've seen the worst, I guess, of the weather. How did you react to a New York hot summer?
I'm surprised that for me the heat is not so bad. Most of the time during the day I have the power, but then when the sun disappears, also my power disappears.
You're a little sunflower then.
Oh no, I mean it's too hot, of course. You are wet. Almost day and night. But I'm surprised that I can deal so good with the heat.
Had you ever run in these kind of conditions before?
I am not sure. When I did this long race in September, it was also very hot and humid.
And hot and humid in September.
Yeah.
So this is really something to be pleased that you can handle all kinds of tough conditions and that it won't scare you, it won't make you back down.
Yeah, I am happy that I can run, that I am able to run through this heat.
But when the sun goes, you say at nighttime, then you just lose energy to go out and keep doing going on. When the sun goes down, when it gets dark.
Yeah, maybe it's that because the heat, if you're running in the heat, it's not easy for the body. Maybe therefore in the evening you already have lost your power.
When you got to 26 days, which was last night, which was the halfway point in the race, did it mean anything particular to you, or it was just...
Not really, but it's nice because you have more the feeling you are going home now. It goes home.
You've seen also how the race has affected the veterans like Ashpri Honnell and Stuttershiel, and can take some satisfaction, I guess, that you're still here. And that, well, and the fact that Stuttershiel was injured and cannot return, perhaps Purnasur Marpan, for that matter, can't come back.
Yes, of course, this is very sad. So when you see this, you are just grateful that you can run. As long as you can run, you are grateful.
Many people have talked to me that by when they're just walking, it doesn't give them much joy, and that they, when they are running, then everything is okay. And really, you haven't had that any kind of a period where you haven't been able to run. You've been able to run really every day and not been forced to walk.
Yeah, that's true. You are so glad when you can run. But even if I have to walk at the beginning when I had the shins, I had to walk. But it was not so bad because when I can walk and have no pain, this is also not so bad. So when I am able to walk very fast, it's not so bad for me.
You said that you were kind of in heaven that first day, that it was a very special time. Now it's like 26 days later. Have you had moments where you've just felt particularly happy or meditative or in heaven? Or?
I'm still on earth. Not yet in heaven. But always, as I said before, when I can run, I am just grateful and happy.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.